Taking a look now at some news from the world of sports, and the UVM men's basketball team got win number 15 in a row yesterday afternoon, but they had to hold off a frantic rally against UMBC to earn it. Maryland-Baltimore County trailed by 18 points with less than 7 minutes left to go in the game, but the Retrievers must have picked up the scent of complacency on the Catamounts, and they ramped up the pressure, closing the gap to just 3 points in the waning seconds. And UMBC's K.J. Mora launched a three that was on target and was only kept from tying the game and sending it to overtime when it front-rimmed out, giving UVM a 77-74 hold-on-for-life victory. Still, a win is a win, and the Catamounts now own the nation's second-longest current winning streak at 15 games, and they are perfect still against America East opponents, and they own a 23-5 overall record. Dre Wills recorded a double-double of 22 points, matching a career high, while pulling down 13 rebounds. Part of the reason for UMBC's comeback, though, was poor free-throw shooting by the Catamounts, just 66% from the charity stripe, although the team was a hot 50% shooting from the floor. The UMBC women did complete a comeback against the women of UVM, overcoming a 13-point deficit to win 64-52. Taylor McCarley led the Retrievers with a double-double of 14 points and 12 assists, while Christina White had 12 points and 7 boards for UVM in the losing effort. Tough loss for the UVM women's hockey team, who fell 8-1 to Boston College yesterday. The Middlebury women skated past Colby, though, 8-1, with Maddie Winslow scoring a hat trick to lead the Panthers. And that win moves 7th-ranked Middlebury into a first-place tie in the NESCAC standings with Hamilton. Over the weekend, the University of Vermont ski team erased a 40-point deficit at the Dartmouth Carnival to garner its first win of the season. The Catamounts finished with 900 points to overtake host Big Green's 864. Middlebury took third place, 675 points. Vermont got podium finishes from Paula Moltzen on day two. She finished first in women's slalom, and William St. Germain took first in the men's slalom. The Castleton University men's Nordic ski team finished in fourth place in the team standings at the conclusion of the ECSC Mansfield Divisional Championships yesterday at Prospect Mountain. In the NHL, if the Boston Bruins were hoping for an immediate post-coach firing bump since they let Claude Julien go, they've got it. Make it 3 wins in a row now under interim coach Bruce Cassidy after the Bees not only beat their ancient rivals, the Montreal Canadiens, last night, but they shut them out in Beantown 4-0. Cassidy has said he wants to see the Bruins' defense get more involved in the offense, and over the past 2 games, the Bruins have gotten big goals from blue liners Kevin Miller, Colin Miller, and last night Adam McQuaid and Zdeno Chara. McQuaid has never been mistaken for a goal scorer, but he looked like one last night when he took a gorgeous cross-ice feed from rookie winger Peter Cehlárik, who had 2 assists on the night for his first 2 NHL points. McQuaid one-timed the pass by Carey Price for the first goal of the game, sneaking in off the point to get behind the Montreal D. It's kind of backdoor play that Zdeno Chara made a living off of a few years back when the Bruins were on their way to the 2011 Stanley Cup. And Char did turn the clock back last night, scoring a shorthanded goal on a really nifty move that you don't expect from such a big man, skating into the middle of the Montreal zone while faking out Alexander Radulov, then snapping a high wrister over Price to make the lead 2-0 at the time. David Krejci added a power play goal, and Frank Vatrano finished off the scoring, while Tuukka Rask earned his 6th shutout of the season, making 25 saves, career goose egg number 36 for the Finnish native, and that moves him past Frank Brimsek for 2nd in shutouts on the Bruins' all-time list. It was also Tuukka's first regular season win against Montreal on home ice ever, which is kind of remarkable. Rask had taken an 0-9-3 record at TD Garden against the Habs into last night's game before posting the no-no. It's all great news for the Bruins, but the question, of course, is whether they can sustain the winning. 3 wins in 3 games under the interim coach is welcomed and encouraging, but it is a small sample size. And whatever momentum the Bruins have built will have to be put on hold now as the team enters its bye week, something new the NHL is trying this season and something that is wildly unpopular with just about everyone who actually skates on the ice and yells from behind the bench. The Bruins will not play again until Sunday when they open up a 4-game West Coast road trip against the Sharks in San Jose. And during that time, the Bruins will have to scoreboard watch and hope the teams that are close to them in the standings from Toronto to Ottawa to Philadelphia don't use those games in hand to blow by them on the points ladder.